Radio 6. Music. Right now, it's Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Favorite that I know many of you enjoy, Lazary and Bachet's Manège from the album Sculpture Sonore, but better known to nearly everyone as the theme from Picture Box, an incredibly eerie and otherworldly tune covered on Matt Berry's recent TV themes album. Tonight on the Freak Zone with me, Stuart McConey, thank you for joining me, we have extreme Norse metal, vintage Mexican psych, new music from Laura Cannell, Anna von Housewolf, William Basinski, Moor Mother, Third Ear Band, Nurse with Wound, the hits just keep on coming, and a classic piece of Canterbury Space Prog's our featured album, and on that, news of how Irish middle-of-the-road veterans The Bachelors nearly went prog. But that's all to come. First, though, a lot of people are raving about the new album by Enslaved, the Bergen-based extreme metalers. It's their 15th album, it's called Utgard, and the single from it is Distant Seasons.
Just begun. This is
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
From a new album by the New York-based artist Faten Kanan. A Mythology of Circles is the name of the album. Inspired by cinematic forms, she builds these songs by live looping them into a kind of narrative without samplers. And this album apparently explores cyclic repetitions in nature and time. And that track's called The North Wind. And before it, it's the single from Utgard, the 15th album by the Norwegian extreme metalers Enslaved. It's a really good album. A lot of people have been recommending it to me. We'll dip into it again in weeks to come, I think. So, our featured album. It brought to prominence, well, I guess you could call it prominence, two of the giants of British out there rock, of prog and space rock. Certainly it was the breakthrough for one Steve Hillage, later to go on to be the guitarist in Gong and then become part of the sort of dance music fraternity with System 7. But this is an album called Space Shanty by Khan. The other person I was thinking of was Dave Stewart, but he really, I guess, was something of a name at this point. Not the Eurythmics Dave Stewart, the more Freak Zone friendly Dave Stewart of Canterbury and National Health and all that sort of stuff. So the origins of the band lie in Steve Hillage's final year at the City of London School. He had a band called Uriel, which Dave Stewart was in, and Hugo Campbell and Clive Brooks. But he dropped out, Steve Hillage, and but by this time Dave Stewart had formed a band called Egg, who we very much enjoy here on the Freak Zone. But Egg helped out on this first Khan album, Space Shanty, which we featured briefly actually for a little while now, and another legend of that scene, Pip Powell, late Pip Powell, the drummer. And this, it's a fantastic record. It's become something of a cult and collector's item. Let's say it's now promoted as featuring Steve Hillage and Dave Stewart, because and that's a kind of selling point of it. But it's also just a terrific record. Bit of jazz, bit of psych, bit of heavy metal, it's all in there. And this is perhaps the most famous track. It often turns up on comps. This is Mixed Up Man of the Mountains. Up Man of the Mountains from Space Shanty by Khan, which is our featured album for this week, featuring Steve Hillage guitar and vocals, Nick Greenwood on bass and vocals, Eric Peachy on drums, and Dave Stewart on organ, piano, Sky Celeste and marimba. And it says very special thanks to Dave, who filled in our sessions in between heavy commitments with the band Egg, who are also excellent. And this has had several reissues. The definitive one, I think, is on the excellent Eclectic Discs, put together by old friend of this show, Mark Powell. And there'll be more from Khan's Mixed Up Man of the Mountains as our featured album a bit later on. Speaking of featured albums, Martin got in touch to say thanks for waking me up to Deluxe by Harmonia a few weeks ago. I thought it was a bit too unstructured, the other Harmonia on your album, but since this I've been playing Deluxe every day since you guys aired it. Well, great, I hope you enjoy tonight's featured album as much. William Basinski is someone we've often enjoyed on this show, a guest on this show indeed, taken from a forthcoming album called Lamentations. We've got a piece now coming out in November on Temporary Residence. This is tape loops and studies from Basinski's archives dating back to 1979, and here's a segment of Lamentations.
Thank you.
Coming out of the London jazz and experimental scenes, Chrononaut, a duo of Leo Abrahams, who you'll know with his work from John Hopkins and Brian Eno, and Martin France, drummer. And that track is called Leaving Alhambra. And before it, from his forthcoming Lamentations album, piece of music there from the archive of the great William Basinski. Still to come, more from our featured album, Khan's Space Shanty. We've got music from The Ground Dogs, Moor Mother, Laura Cannell, and a bit of cult UK psych from July after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News. The Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, says he's had a constructive conversation with one of the Prime Minister's advisers as he tries to win more compensation for businesses and workers in return for accepting tougher COVID restrictions. The government's accused him of political posturing. Latest daily figures show 16,982 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded across the UK. A further 67 people have died within 28 days of testing positive. Welsh government ministers have been meeting to discuss whether to impose a short lockdown across the country. The First Minister, Mark Drakeford, is expected to make an announcement tomorrow lunchtime. The body of a man wearing a life jacket has been found on a beach at Sangatte near Calais in northern France. Authorities on both sides of the Channel say there have been many attempts by migrants to make the crossing this weekend. Rallies have taken place across France to honour the teacher who was murdered on Friday after showing his pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Samuel Paty used the images to teach his class about freedom of expression. In Paris, thousands of people gathered in his memory. This woman was among them.
As a teacher, I feel very sad and very angry. And it's important for us in France because we are the country of the liberty, fraternity.
The 98th Archbishop of York has used a service marking his enthronement to call on the Church of England to change. An inquiry report on child sex abuse released earlier this month concluded that the Anglican Church had put its reputation above the safety of children. The new Archbishop, Stephen Cottrell, told the BBC he was saddened by the Church's record.
We've made some terrible mistakes and terrible failings, and people have been hurt and abused. We need to fall on our knees in penitence, but then we need to rise up determined to change things. And I am determined to be someone who leads on the changes that are needed.
That's the Six Music News. The next update's at 9:30.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Listen to Six Music anywhere
on the BBC Sounds app.
Six Music.
Say you don't need me, now I'm not around. We'll be right back.
That's July, who are best known, I think, for a track called Dandelion Seeds, which is regarded as one of the great cult British psych singles. But the whole album is really worth listening to. That was another single of theirs called My Clown. And Tom Newman was one of the chief members of July, who later went on to achieve prominence with Virgin Records as the man who sort of discovered Mike Oldfield and Tubular Bells. But he's got form himself, and that was his band July back in 1967. Our featured album for tonight on The Freak Zone is Khan and Space Shanty, a record that features two legends of British prog in there, Steve Village on guitar and Dave Stewart on keyboards. And here's another track from it, a lengthy excursion called Driving to Amsterdam.
We should.
Driving to Amsterdam from Space Shanty by Can. It's our featured album for this week. And I thought we could go nicely from a space shanty to an earth shanty.
the spray. Oh, they're young amongst the shingle to feed them for the day. Look back on this and linger, seeking thoughts of yesterday. I recall all the scenes, forgotten dreams of pastures green. Gray clouds all day from my screen. From the sun that parched the land and robbed the sea.
Great stuff from the Hogs, the Groundhogs, from 1972 on United Artists Records, the album Hogwash, in which Tony McPhee, probably the first rock guitarist anywhere to experiment with guitar-controlled synthesis, as it were. He had a Hagstrom guitar synthesizer, which fired an ARP synthesizer. He also used the Oberheim synthesizer as well. He was really ahead of his time, Tony McPhee. And that was Earth Shanty from Hogwash, fitting in well with our Space Shanty featured album for tonight from Can. If you want to get in touch with the show, we would love that. We are on social media, obviously. You can find me there. Also, I'm on stuart.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. You can even write to me or send me music, if you like, at the Freak Zone's Earthly Base, which is on the first floor of Dock House, BBC Media City UK, Salford M52LH. Moor Mother styles herself lo-fi, dark rap, chill step, black girl blues, witch rap, coffee shop, riot girl, southern girl, ditty black, ghost songs. She got a new four-track EP out called Circuit, part musical, part choreo poem, part play, she calls it. And it's about a whole host of stuff, including the injustice of housing rights, public versus private ownership and technology. It's pretty fiery stuff. This is Circuit Break.
The myth, the wagging tail, long in beast, heavy in blood, invisible giants, holographic skies and god wars, the myth. And beast, heavy in blood, invisible giants, holographic skies and god wars. Pencil, sketching himself upon a cave of darkness, no light. And man in his ship, stretching himself out to kill the sun. No shadow. And we looking in the mirror to see him, seeing us, seeing ourselves. I said we looking in the mirror to see him, seeing us, seeing ourselves. And he don't even have a reflection. Well, after they kill me, and after they kill me, after they kill all of us, you next. You next. You next. You next. Already half dead, you next. And maybe one day you'll fight for the liberation of yourself. Maybe one day you'll realize that this earth, this world, this universe is your mother. And if you sit by and watch your mother die, if you sit by and do nothing, you sit by and do nothing. Then we will be our father fast. The whitening of the womb. The colonization of the universe. Which is forthcoming and all ready for sale. No memory. No memory. No memory, eminent domain, loud bombing, round of applause centuries long.
property. Private ownership. Silent bodies. Chalk line. Red line. Circuit break. Chalk line. Red line. Circuit break. Circuit break. Circuit break. Breaking. Breaking.
Don Giovanni Records, a four-track EP called Circuit from Moor Mother, and that was a track called Circuit Break. Laura Cannell has a new project. We played a track from it a couple of weeks back. 10 tracks originally built upon unreleased violin improvisations by Laura called Buzzard A to H, apparently inspired by looking at a buzzard sitting on a pole in the farmyard opposite her house. These have now become fleshed out into pieces that also feature Stuart Lee, Kate Ellis, Polly Wright and Jennifer Lucy Allen. This is I Could Not Go Home.
I walked and walked the lonely marshes under bloodshot skies and wounded mills until I was miles away from my home. With stone-sore feet I walked for centuries, back into corsets, back into peddler's cloth, till it grew dark and I no longer knew my own tongue. Then further back, onto four legs and nakedness, when wolves plundered the graves of sleeping kings. As I sunk exhausted into the peaty blackness, Earth's modal hymn broke me. Sobbing, I saw the eels cross the land and watched them dig a burial mound. Hearts dug out with sharpened flint. Now, I care no more for love, for clay dolls do not cry. I let everything go with the softening of spring, slitting the skin of a drum, opening the ribs, full bellows, roaring beast, entrails. I walked and walked the lonely marshes, under bloodshot skies and wounded mills, under bloodshot skies, until I was miles away from my home. Until I was miles away from with stone sore feet, I walked for centuries. With stone sore feet, back into corsets, back into peddler's clack, into corsets, till it grew dark, and I no longer knew my own. Till it grew dark, and I no longer. Then further back, onto four legs and nakedness, when wolves plundered the graves of nakedness, when wolves plundered the graves, exhausted into the peaty blackness, as I sunk exhausted, Earth's modal hymn broke. Earth's modal hymn broke. Sobbing, I saw the eels cross the land.
Sobbing,
I saw the
eels. And watched them dig a burial mound.
And watched them dig.
Hearts dug out with sharpened flint.
Hearts dug out now with sharpened flint.
I care no more for love now.
I care.
For clay dolls do not cry.
For clay dolls do not cry.
I let everything go with the softening of spring.
I let everything go.
The skin of a drum, opening the ribs. Full bellows, roaring beast.
Full bellows. Roaring beast, entrails.
Thank you.
Dragon Lines from the Third Ear Band's Alchemy, which I thought went very well with Laura Cannell. A reflection of the universe as magic play illusion. Words cannot describe this ecstatic dance of sound, said Glenn Sweeney of the Third Ear Band in his original liner notes to Alchemy of 1969. And before it bang up today, These Feral Lands is the name of the Laura Cannell new project, and that was called I Could Not Go Home. Each week on the show, we feature a track by our playlist artists. The playlist that was put together for us this week by Russian DIY rock band Lucid Vox. You can find that playlist, which broadcast last night at midnight, on BBC Sounds. But here's a track from the new Lucid Vox record. We Are, this is Amok.
Oh,
That is a mock, the single from We Are on Glitterbeat Records from Lucid Vox, who compiled for us the Freak Zone playlist for this week. Nurse with Wounds, Steve Stapleton and Graham Bowers have produced a couple of collaborations together. Rupture was the first, the second was Parade, and from it, here's the jauntily titled The Bells of Hell Go Ting-a-ling-a-ling. Nurse with Wound and Graham Bowers, The Bells of Hell Go Ting-a-ling-a-ling from an album called Parade. There is a New York producer called Slosson Malone who's got a new album out on the label Grand Closing. This is a bit of a mouthful, this, bear with me. Vergangenheites Bewältigung, which is a German phrase about the struggle to overcome the negatives of the past or to work through the past. And here's a track from it. Slosson Malone, The Massage.
White.
Jim Jupp, trading as the Bellbury Polly, has a new album out. It's inspired by furry stories and fairy tales. The Gone Away, it's called, and that track was called Cops. And before it, from a new 9-track experimental offering from Slauson Malone, that track was called The Massage. Should I have another go at the title? Vergangenheit ist Bewältigung. Still to come on the show, one more track from Khan's Space Shanty. It's our featured album. We'll have another track from Anna von Hauswolf's brilliant new All Thoughts Fly album. Something dark and eerie from Sam and the Plants. And some Mexican psych from Los Dug Dugs after the 6 Music News.
6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
BBC News at 9.30, I'm James Kelly. Talks between Downing Street and the Mayor of Greater Manchester about imposing tougher COVID restrictions in the region have been described as constructive by both sides. The government has warned that it could unilaterally impose tighter rules, but the Mayor, Andy Burnham, has been resisting, saying he wants a bigger financial package to support those affected. The Welsh Cabinet has been meeting to discuss whether to impose a short lockdown across the country. A final decision will be made in the morning. Rallies have been taking place across France to honour the teacher who was murdered on Friday after showing his pupils cartoons featuring the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Samuel Paty had used the images to teach his class about freedom of expression. Football, and in the last few minutes, Aston Villa have made it 4 out of 4 in the Premier League, winning at Leicester. The only goal of the game came in injury time.
And it's into Ross Barkley. Can he produce something here? Barkley! Oh. Goal! He has produced it for Aston Villa! Ross Barkley 2-2 after signing on loan from Chelsea. And it could be 4 wins in a row to start a season in the league for the first time since 1930 for Aston Villa. Wow, what a start for them.
Earlier, Gareth Bale missed the chance to be the hero in his first game back at Tottenham. Spurs were 3-0 ahead for most of the match, but the Hammers fought back late in the clash to make it 3-2. Then a chance opened up for Bale to seal the win for Spurs.
Kane now over the halfway line, gives it back to Gareth Bale. Bale now with 2 West Ham players, goes past Ogbonna. Past Ogbonna again, and shoots wide from 10 yards out. Oh, it seems certain that Bale would score on his return, but he couldn't provide the finish.
West Ham equalised in the last minute and the game ended 3-3. Also, Brighton drew 1-1 at Crystal Palace and Fulham drew 1-1 at Sheffield United. And that's the 6 Music News for tonight.
6 For radio, music and podcasts. Get 6 Music on the BBC Sounds app.
6 Music.
6 Music.
from Durango, Mexico. Still very much with us, I think, and performing. That was them, though, in their late 60s. Pomp, Los Dug Dugs, and Cambia, Cambia. I'm Stu McConey. This is The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. We are featuring Space Shanty by Khan as our featured album for tonight, featuring two big talents of alternative progressive British rock of the 1970s and beyond, Steve Hillage and Dave Stewart. And Dave Stewart's keyboard work particularly to the fore on this track. This is Stranded.
Feel
Space Shanty by Can has been our featured album for tonight. You can pick it up in a reissue on Eclectic Records, originally released on DRAM in 1972. That track was Stranded, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Do let me know. John Bookeridge emailed me, sent some lovely things about the show. I'm far too modest to repeat here. But says, I know you're aware of Sam McLaughlin's work, but do you know his album Flaming Liar under the band name Sam and the Plants? I came across it on a Freak Zone playlist by Otis Jordan about 6 months back. An amazing piece of psych folk lo-fi with a touch of early Syd Barrett. It was remarkably only released on cassette originally, with only 35 copies produced, but it's fast become one of John's favourite albums, and it is terrific. Here's the opening section of Flaming Liar.
I do as fairy tale, I born of darky dell, and I was child. I died and now I smile. I bless you with
McConey's Freak Zone.
This is Six Music.
That's brilliant. The new album by Anna von Hauswolf is tremendous. It's called All Thoughts Fly. That track's called Sacro Bosco. Do look at the video online, because Sacro Bosco, or Park of the Monsters as it's called, is this monumental complex in Viterbo in Italy. And it's these grotesque sculptures and small buildings in a wooded valley, sort of natural wooded valley setting. And it features on the video for that track, Sacro Bosco, by Anna von Hauswolf. And it is so spooky and weird. So do check that out, as indeed you should check out the album, All Thoughts Fly. And do check out Sam and the Plants. You heard that before that, from Flaming Liar, an album on Preston's excellent Them There Records. Hello to all our friends there. You can listen to this week's playlist, an hour's worth of tracks from the Muscovite DIY rock band Lucid Vox on the BBC Sounds app. Don Letts is next. As part of Fire Records' ongoing series of reimagined soundtracks, Fenella and Jane Weaver did Fehalofia, and Death and Vanilla did The Tenant and Vampire. Well, Graham Reynolds, composer and improviser, has done a new reimagined soundtrack for Alfred Hitchcock's legendary thriller The Lodger, based on the 1913 novel of Mary Belloc Lowndes, with a nod to the Jack the Ripper case. And from it, we're going to play out with the track, well, the title track, The Lodger. See you soon.
Don Letts.